Adam, you guys have one of the most dynamic special teams units in the league. Do you pay attention to trying to make sure you're noticed as one of the top units?
Well, you know, it's a team sport, so you want to do your part to help the team and whatever that is, whether for me it's kicking a field goal or, you know, kicking a touchback or even possibly keeping it from being a touchback so we can get him inside the 20. And having Trenton, I'm glad we're not kicking to him anymore, and he's on our team now. So I think, you know, between the three of us, I think we definitely have potential. It's just being a specialist, it's all about being consistent. And, you know, Trenton is explosive. Britton's got a big leg, and I'm just trying to be more consistent like I always have in the past.
You mentioned that. How much fun was it adding Trenton to your group and being able to see?
He's a fun guy to watch, you know, because anytime he touches the ball, it's exciting. You know, he can score on any play. So it's definitely exciting to watch him and have him out here.
We haven't had a chance, Matt, to talk to you since the playoff game. How difficult was that to kind of put in your rearview mirror? I know that you wanted another chance to kick. I don't know if any of us had ever seen you kick the ground like you did early in that
game. It's just one of those things, you know. You don't ever really expect for that to happen or hope it happens, but it happened, and I, you know, put it behind me quick. That's one thing as a kicker. You got to put, you know, the good ones and the bad ones behind you the same and learn from it so it doesn't happen again.
Do you dissect it and try to figure out what happened? Or is it
Yeah, you definitely want to figure out what happened just so you don't do it again. And, you know, that's probably one of the worst kicks I've ever had before, and it stinks. That was in a big game in the playoffs, and, you know, I think it was right before halftime. And they end up scoring, I think, a play or two later. And it's just, you know, that's one part where, you know, I didn't have my, you know, best kick, and it ended up hurting the team too.
Imagine you were aching to get back out there and try another long field goal, and it never happened. So
That's part of the game, though, especially as a kicker. You only get so many opportunities. I think we had games this year or last season where we only had, four or five extra points. I didn't even kick a field goal. So the opportunities, when you get them, you got to come through on them.
Was the season kind of frustrating? Second half, you were perfect first half of the year and then missed some in the second half. How frustrating was that, and what are you trying to do?
It's tough. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into, you know, going into a little slump, but that's just like in any sport. You know, you have your ups and downs, and you just got to bounce back and think, worry about the next kick. It's always the most important one.
Do you change up anything in your getting ready for the new season? Anything different physically?
No, I enjoy it. I'm glad to be here for the off season this year. I haven't, you know, with the lockout and last year what was going on, I haven't been here in a couple of years. So I'm excited to be here, show my face to that I am working out and, you know, part of the team and everything. But there's just little things. This year I think I'm going to change a little bit just on the field goals, you know, just shorten up my steps a little and try to be a little more consistent with that. So, you know, I'm a little more under control on the approach.
You think that can pay off with consistency?
I think so. I think so for sure. But if you watch, you know, guys like, you know, Elam and Jason Hansen, those guys, they almost perfected kicking. You know, they got so consistent, and anything from 45 yards and in, they made everything. And, you know, that's a added bonus or whatever if you can make the long ones. But I think everything from 45 and in is where, you know, as a kicker, you can have a long career by being consistent from just 45 and in.
You had a couple of weeks, actually, where you were with Jason on the team. Did you learn anything from him back then, 6 years ago?
Yeah, just little things. And, you know, he was a great guy on and off the field, obviously. But he just little things here and there, little, you know, tidbits, especially on field goals. And just little things like what he's thinking about before he goes out for a kick. And big thing from him that he always said, he goes out and he expects to make everything, which is, you know, kicking is obviously a lot mental. So I think if you think positive, you're going to have better results.
But how do you simulate different kicking conditions? Like, you have new turf out here. Do you like the new turf?
I haven't had a chance to kick on it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is that an important deal for you to have turf that you come with, or does it not really matter?
It doesn't matter. Kicking's kicking. But, you know, you go to different places. Like, for instance, I haven't kicked at Pittsburgh yet, but I've heard horror stories about it where their field late in the season gets cold, and it's almost mud painted green, you know. So you just have to be prepared. And, like, I was watching, you know, the show that was on NFL Network, and Phil Dawson would bring, I think, something like 20 pairs of different cleats with him to the game. So that's something I picked up on and might try doing that this year too.
Can you possibly simulate – cold temperatures? I mean, obviously it gets there, but how frequently do you even get to practice that sort of stuff?
Not a ton, but like I said, kicking's kicking, and go out and just expect to make it, and hopefully you'll come through.
Is the football any different points?
I don't really notice a big difference. It definitely stings your foot a little more when you're warming up, but that's about it.
Obviously you play half your games here, but when you go home to Florida or in your off season, do you standpoint of kicking at sea level or, you know, different altitudes just to, I mean, because you're going to have to do it during the year, so just
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing nice going to Florida. You know, you can actually get a real judge of how far you can kick a field goal from and everything else. But I think kicking out here, you definitely get the altitude luxury with the distance, but you still have to kick it straight, which is the hard part, just like golf, you know. And you know, just be consistent, keep them straight. You should be good whether it's sea level or here at altitude.
In terms of being here this whole offseason, with the offseason conditioning and the phase two workouts, what are you actually doing? What are you able to take these offseason?
Well, you know, the new strength coach are doing a great job with all the core stuff, which for, you know, kickers and punters is huge. A lot of it's core and, you know, leg speed and everything else. So I think that'll, you know, hopefully get me stronger and I'll have a bigger leg next year going into the season.
Did you see that YouTube kicker with the trick.
Kickalicious? Right, in Detroit?
Yeah, he signed with Detroit. What'd you think of that?
It's pretty cool. I know I can't make half those kicks, so, you know, good for him. Hopefully he can do it with snap and hold and everything else.
What does he do?
He has, like, all these trick shots. A car will drive by with a guy standing in the truck of the bed, and he'll kick it, and the guy will catch it perfect. Like, just different things like that.
And he was booming up 60 yards.
Too. Yeah, he was hitting pretty good.
But at the same time, when you just want to keep practicing being straight and coming through the upright
side. Right. Yeah, yeah, that's cool, but I won't be practicing those shots.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
How many yards does altitude add to your kicks?
It varies. Like, I'd say out here on a field goal when it's, you know, like warm like it is now, I'd say you get at least 5 to 10 yards maybe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.